Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Show host Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. We're bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform. We have a fantastic guest today. He hails from Memphis. It's the standout running back, Patrick Taylor. And this is, you know, we always love the skill position guys because I think they're easy to identify with on a Saturday. But, I mean, you got to love this big bruising back. And any team that's at the next level looking for a big power running back, look no further than today's guest and Patrick Taylor. Fabulous career. He was also down at the Shrine Game this past January. And he played so well there that NFL scouts and coaches and GMs wanted to take another look at him at the NFL scouting combine. So he was there in February in Indianapolis, and another opportunity for him to not only show his athleticism in terms of combine prep drills, but the real important thing is there's the medical, we know that, but on the other side, it's an opportunity for Patrick to introduce himself as a man, as a young man, as a player, and more of the character side of what he brings to the table. But nonetheless, at Memphis, very prolific, and I can't wait to talk about him, talk to him about one of the plays that he had against South Alabama. Certain times there's plays that you recall, and we definitely have one of those. But with that said, Patrick, welcome to the program. How's today treating you?
Good, man. With all this going on, I've just been trying to stay in the house and stay safe and spend time with my family.
Yeah, you know, and all the gentlemen that come on the program kind of been sharing the same sentiments, you know, just trying to, you know, social distancing, keeping yourself safe. For you, how have you been able to kind of, you know, stay fit and, you know, stay in game mode? That way when the call comes, you're ready to go.
So I actually had surgery on my foot March 10th. So I've been rehabbing my foot and I'm able to get in the pool now. So I've been doing cardio and stuff in the pool and trying to stay fit in that way. I have a pool in my backyard, so that's just a perfect thing for me. So
excellent. You know, I was excited when I found out that you were coming on the program. I was excited because, you know, the skill position guys, you guys are the guys that we always can identify with because you have the ball in your hands so much, but very, very fantastic career at Memphis. For you, I mean, have you been toting a rock since a young age? Pop Warner, Pee Wee, was Patrick Taylor always the guy with the ball in his hand?
I always had the ball in my hands. So my first year playing, I was actually a center, so I always had a ball in my hands. And then the next year after that, I was our quarterback. So I always had the balls in my hands growing up.
So let me ask you this. Usually when the guys have the skill set like you, you are that much better than everybody else. Did you ever get questioned on birth certificates or social security cards or anything like that? Did you have to have proof of identification because you're that much better?
Nah, I never had to have anything like that. nothing like that. But I appreciate it, though.
Well, you're that good. So I'm curious. I mean, so let's kind of fast forward. You start doing your thing at Memphis, and you've always had a great career. You're down to Shrine Game. You got invited to the scouting combine. Great opportunities for you, not only to showcase your physical skills, but let these teams know you as a young man. But I mean, how have the last few months been for you? Being able to go to the Shrine Game, just interact at the combine, and let these teams know who you are from a character standpoint.
I mean, it's really just been a dream come true. I just try to take everything in with getting invited to the Shrine Game. I didn't end up going, but I got invited to it and training at Exos and getting the invite to the combine and going showcase myself there and talking with teams. You know, just being able to show myself and put myself on a display of my character and my athletic ability, because I'm confident in myself and what I can bring to a team.
Definitely. And you're that big power back. I mean, there's not many guys in this draft class built like you with the athleticism that you bring. And one play, you know, there's certain plays that you kind of remember. And for you, there's one play, I don't know what year it was. Could have been, I really don't. But I remember it was against South Alabama. And you maybe you're like 10, 15 yards out, but you ended up scoring. But I remember you carried like two South Alabama guys basically on your back. On the goal line to the end zone, you carried these two guys. And I remember watching that game and thinking, man, this kid is special. And then there's other points where you show the craftiness. You show that, you know, that athleticism of a sneaky cutback move and the speed to, you know, burst up field. I mean, I ask this, I mean, what do you love, what do you think, I guess, teams are going to love most about you? I mean, the power, the athleticism, the ability to do so many different things with the ball in your hands. But in your words, what do you think they're going to love most about what you bring to the table?
Just my ability to do just about everything, run inside the tackle, run outside the tackle, and catch the ball outside of the backfield, line up at in the spot and run routes like a wide receiver and catch the ball out of the backfield. Also, my contribution to special teams. So I can bring a number of things to a team and help contribute in a number of ways.
Nice. And that we're so close, and there's probably nothing that these teams don't know about you at this point, Patrick. But this is your show, your opportunity to share anything. I mean, does anything go unnoticed that you think these guys need to know about? I mean, it could have been the system you ran at Memphis where you didn't get the pass block more. You couldn't catch more passes. Maybe team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe just the guy to lean on in the locker room. I mean, what do these teams need to know about that's a big benefit towards you?
I feel like they need to know and understand with me going through this injury, I feel like I had the opportunity to grow my knowledge of the game and grow as a leader as well off the field. Having younger guys like Kenny Gainwell, Antonio Gibson, Colin Watkins lean on me during the season when I wasn't on the field. Showing and being able to tell them what I'm seeing from the sideline. Because, you know, I've experienced such things as that. And also want them to know they don't have to be scared to come get me in the draft when it comes. Because my foot isn't going to be a question. I ended up playing with my foot still hurt in the season. And I felt like I ended the season pretty well. And also did pretty well in the combine with my foot still messed up. So, I mean, I just want people to know and teams to know that, shoot, I'm hungry and I want to contribute to their football team.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Patrick Taylor, the Memphis Tigers standout running back, joining us here on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. All opportunities to download and listen to these shows if you miss them live at your leisure. Patrick, I'm curious, just because you're such a physical force, but you still have that. You remind me a little bit of a Jamal Lewis, just because you have that size, but you definitely have some speed. Do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level, you know, that's maybe still playing or has played?
I've heard comparisons of David Johnson. And that's really it. I mean, I like his game and what he brings to the table, but I really try to let, you know, analysts try to, you know, compare players. Cause I really don't like the comparisons. Cause you know, I'm just a competitor myself, and I like being compared to myself, you know, so.
I think you had Darrell Henderson last year, third-round pick to the Los Angeles Rams. You, Antonio Gibson, this past season, I mean, a very well-distributed offense in terms of you guys sharing carries, and I think that benefits you now because there's not a lot of wear and tear on you, but how much did you relish the idea of, you know, playing with Darrell, then playing with Antonio, and I think I think the internal craving to have the ball, but it also shows the unselfish side to have success by, you know, allowing others to carry the ball. But what was that like, that dynamic of playing in that Tigers backfield with those others?
Yeah, absolutely. It was never just a selfish way at Memphis when it came to sharing the ball with Tony Pollard and Daryl Henderson and Antonio Gibson and Kenny Gainwell. So, I mean, when those guys were doing great, I was happy. And we were just competitors as it was, but it never got to the side where we're like, oh, he's getting too many touches or I'm not getting enough touches. At the end of the day, we wanted to win, and we all wanted to see each other do great. So,
man, and that, and any scouts listening, Patrick, that's music to their ears, knowing that they can bring a guy on board who's not going to be obsessed with getting his, more worried about the team overall. We're almost out of time, and we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. We always like to end the show. We call it three and out, you off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Now, take us inside that Tigers locker room. Did anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Silverfield, and would they do it in front of him?
Oh, did anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Silverfield? Man. No, I don't think so. I really
Fair
don't
enough.
Think so.
Yeah, how about any of the coaches? Anybody? Any coaches that you guys kind of love, kind of having some fun with?
We used to do a good impersonation of Coach Lachlan, Carlos Lachlan. We used to call him Meatball. Yeah, so he used to say these things, like, because he used to look over the running backs too, with our running backs coach, Coach Jones, and he used to say these things: bang, bend, bounce, bang the line of scrimmage. Yeah, so I mean, we used to try to impersonate him a lot, and he used to laugh. He used to get a good laugh out of it.
Excellent. How about this one? Any game day superstition?
Game day superstition. Man. So, shoot. Game day superstition. When I'm in the locker room, this is what I do when I'm in the locker room. So, I get in there. As soon as I get in the locker room, I make sure I make sure I get all my stuff on, like my shirt, tights, and shorts before I go out. I make sure I go get taped. Gotta go get taped. I gotta be like the first or second person to get taped.
Fair enough.
I get on my socks and everything. I get my headphones going, making sure I'm listening to Lil Wayne, either Future or something like that. We go out to the pregame, do our pregame, whatever. I come back in. I open up my Lifesaver Collision gummies, put my headphones back on, have a towel over my head, eat my Lifesaver gummies while I'm listening to either Lil Wayne, Future, Meek Mill, or something like that. I put those away. They tell us we have, like, 15 minutes left. So I go in, like, the shower where nobody is, and, like, I say a quick prayer, and I come back out, and then all the running backs pray it up together, and then we're ready to go.
Awesome. And I love it. That's pretty intense. Well, I think you got a sponsor spill, Gil, with the gummy bears. Once you make it big and endorsements are coming your way, yeah, you got an endorsement for you with the gummy bears. On the final one, on the weekend of the draft, week of the draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. It's a day to celebrate. Who's the best cook in your family, Patrick? And what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey in your football life?
Hey, man, you just gave me a tough one. Because I got to decide out of my grandmother and my mom. You know what? I'm going to go outside the box right here. All right? I'm going to go with my dad, right? He makes crawfish. And he makes some good gumbo, though, too. So I'll be looking forward to either crawfish or gumbo, one of those.
Fair enough. Man, Patrick, hey, fabulous having you on the show. Great career. I cannot wait to see you do your thing at the next level. I think you got the skill set and the intangibles to be a guy that we're going to watch for a long time. But with that said, speedy recovery to you. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the Memphis Tigers standout running back, Patrick Taylor, here on the C2P. And this is one of these young men that I think they're going to exceed their draft expectations. Wherever this kid goes, I think he's going to outplay wherever he's selected in this 2020 NFL draft. The size, the cutback ability, the power, and then you just kind of got to know him a little bit as a young man. Again, it just he crosses the T's, he dots the I's, he has it. And we're going to see more of him as we build towards this 2020 NFL draft and beyond. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.